Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 1000 hours. Snow. 35 degrees. Flood warning with multiples.
November 8 Romeo Hotel Kilo.
Flood warning with multiples.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
Camp 8, BLS. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Tampa 8, BLX clear.
Tampa 8, BLX clear.
Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.
This is KCAPOA taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan net. Please call now.
This is KC8YVF. I was just getting ready to do net, Rick. I see that's your home.
Yep, I just ran home from my sister's house. She lives about a mile and a half away. So when I get done with the net, I'll go back over there.
Okay, sir. Yeah, I'm still at my daughter's. I was working from the car. So, okay, continue on. Can't see why, yeah.
Do we have any pre-net check-ins for this Sunday, Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now, KC8BOA.
KDHDAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
Thank you, Mini. Any other pre-net check-ins? have any pre-nat check-ins for this Sunday in Michigan Net, please call now. KC8BOA. One more call for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net pre-net check-in. Please call now. KC8BOA.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw. No traffic. Can you check me in and out, please?
Thank you, Mike. Got you in and out. KC8BOA.
Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, 38 degrees.
This is a Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KC8BOA, and I am located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net, is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements to the net. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. Please call now, KC8BOA. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations, please call now. At this time, I'll take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins. Please call now. KC8BOA.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BC2, Dave in Bay City, no traffic.
Thank you there, Dave. Any other check-ins, please call now. KC8BOA.
Traffic.
Traffic, go ahead. Jeff, was that you?
Yeah, I said no traffic.
Thank you, sir. Any other check-ins? Please call now. KC8BOA.
November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Moon.
Thank you, Bob. Do we have any other check-ins? Please call now. KC8BOA. Station calling, call again please, KC8BOA. Okay, nothing heard there. Now we'll move up the top of the list, we'll go to KC8YDF. Go ahead and pick it up there, Ron, with KD8TAZ on standby.
Good evening, Rick, everyone on the net. Well, I am working mobile from the driveway of my daughter's house out in Berg. Everybody was just getting ready to leave. I said, well, I got net, and Rick was busy, so I wasn't sure if he was going to make it or not, so I was prepared to do net control tonight. So thanks, Rick, for picking it up here and adjusting your schedule. Not much going on yesterday. A lot of rain. At my house, at least from my rain gauge, picked up just a little under about an inch, well, almost an inch and three quarters of rain. So quite a bit. A lot of flooding in that. My daughter's house yesterday was halfway up her yard, so it was within 20 feet of the front of their house from the ditch in the road, but it's all receded. Luckily, it's a little standing water in the ditch out here, but that's about it. But driving out here in M13s, a lot of the lower floodplain areas are still full. So I hope everybody else is dry from the rain. Tomorrow we're supposed to get possibly up to a half an inch of snow, looking at the National Weather Service's forecast here. So it's kind of all over the map right now for weather conditions, temperature-wise and precipitation-wise. For me yesterday, wife and I, since there wasn't a lot to do, we were out shopping most of the day, spent probably 5 hours going from place to place to get the things done what we needed to do. Today we've been out to my daughter's since we got here about noon, help her get things ready for dinner. We had 8 people for dinner today and had a good time. It was an enjoyable afternoon. Got the kids out in the backyard. One of my grandson's friends, who now lives in North Carolina, his mom drove him up from North Carolina to be with him, visit for a week. So unfortunately, the kids had their spring break last week. His spring break is this week. So the kids will be in school. He'll be here by himself for the 5 days, basically, which is an unfortunate, and then he's flying home on Saturday. So that's too bad as far as that regard. But they all got out in the backyard for an Easter egg. Easter egg hunt, that is. We hit 200 eggs in the backyard. The kids went and found all of those today. In about 5 minutes, they found the 200 eggs. So it was a good afternoon. It was a little chilly out here, but it could be worse. Matt Rick, I'll turn it back over to you, KC and YBF.
Oh, very good there, Ron. Very good. Thank you for that information there. Next, we'll go to TD8PAZ Mini with KE8PCQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Mini. KC8, be away.
Well, good evening, KC8VOA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say hi to the rest of the guys on here tonight. It's good to hear everyone. It was good to see everyone Friday night there and the ones on Saturday morning for breakfast. So I had a good time on both of them. I know I had to leave early, but I got home before dark on Friday night anyway. But other than that, I've been just staying inside trying to get rid of this whatever it is. I think it's mainly sinus and that. So anyway, other than that, I did fix myself some ham and potatoes and cabbage and carrots today. So that was my Easter dinner by myself. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie, and hopefully you start feeling better here soon. You sound miserable yet. Next, we'll go to KE8TCQ with KAITI on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Well, wish everybody a happy Easter. Janie and I had a baked beans and potato salad and ham for our Easter dinner. And the kids came over afterwards and kind of robbed the dogs up and putzed around for a while. So we're back free again, and we'll get some custard pie when this is over. Went to walk the dogs this morning, and we had snow. So you never know in Michigan. Water's up pretty high. Beaver Road is closed at 4 Mile. They've got water completely over the road, so they've closed that. And we had about 1.75 inches of rain. It came down in buckets. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to KC8POA.
Well, thank you there, Dave. Next, we'll go to K8ITI. Jeff? With NAKPI, Bob on standby. KC8VOA.
Well, good morning. Thanks, Rick. We appreciate it. Or good morning. Here I am. Yes. Happy Easter. We'll start it out. Oh, we're doing fine today. Just without checking the water levels here in the field. Yesterday was quite the interesting. Had the whole crew out trenching off a little water here and there out in the fields, letting her drain, but we end up with about 4 inches altogether here, and you know, today you look out and it's surprising how well it's soaked in. I'm sure it's all heading towards Saginaw, I'm sure, but everything looks like it's doing pretty good at the moment here. Other than that, we're just a quiet day. We didn't do too much today. I cut some more wood because I see the winter is just not letting go of the summer that's supposed to be coming. So spring is here, but it's still going to be nice and cold for the morning. So thought we'd just keep the old wood boiler going and keep the house nice and warm. So other than that, that's about it for me. I'll send her back to you. We're at KISS, that control. KCI.
Well, thank you there, Jeff. Next we'll go to NATPI. Bob, go ahead and pick it up, and then we'll do a standby. TCU, BOA.
This is NATPR. Yeah, I'm done with the rain. We got enough rain here. I still got standing water in my yard. A lot less than I did yesterday, but still have standing water. And, I can't remember all the totals, but you know, I do reports for the National Weather Service, and so every day I got met, you know, do the weather. You know, go down the computer and put in all the information, but it seemed to me it was like something like 0.75 inches one day, then we had 1.0 inches, then I measured it this morning. Yeah, yesterday morning it was 0.75, I think. The day before that was 1.0, then this morning is 0.98, so, yeah, we've gotten a lot of rain. There was something before that, too. I can't remember what the measurements were, though. I'd have to look at it. But, yeah, I've had enough around here. And cold weather, yeah, I'm through with that, too. It's I got things I want to do, and it's outside, and I really don't feel like putting on a winter coat. And I suppose the temperature isn't so bad. It's just the wind. It's so dang windy out. And that just makes it that much colder. I seen something on the weather report. I don't know if the wind chill factor is going to be in single digits on Tuesday or Wednesday or one of these days this coming week here. So, yeah, winter can go away, stay away for a while. Hopefully when it does warm up towards the end of the week, it will stay that way. You know, none of this 20s and teens kind of stuff. But that's enough. I'll give up my soapbox here. Turn it back to Net Control and NATPR.
Well, thank you there, Bob. You're not the only one that's tired of winter and tired of the rain. Do we have any other check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now. KCU, BOA.
KEHCB.
Clayton, go ahead and pick it up. KCU, BOA.
Little flooding here in Carlton, but not much. And definitely looking forward to the nicer weather. And back to the net operator.
Thank you, Clayton. Do we have any other check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call it. KCU, BOA.
Beaver Township, no traffic.
Doug, can you give me your call one more time?
N-8-N-T-N, Nancy Tango Nancy.
Thank you, Doug. Go ahead and pick it up. KCBOA.
I'm assuming you're talking about the water levels. I have a good-sized lake in the field next door to me, and then the grass down by that part of the field. And I could have sworn that the wind was blowing, and I thought there was little white caps on it. I'm not sure if it was really that or not, but there's too much water out there right now. Other than that, I got a little bit in the basement, but not enough to get worried about. And an Indian.
Thank you there, Doug. Any other check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net? Okay, I'll pick it up for a minute here. Yeah, it looks like Sagan River is supposed to crest tomorrow night, 8 p.m. So after that, that river should be going down. So I imagine a lot of the other stuff will be going down as well. And so forth. We had a good 2 day of Easter here. Yesterday, after 12 breakfast, went out to the boys' house there in Millington, and we put out a bunch of Easter eggs. We brought 242 eggs, and the kids brought a bunch of eggs. There was well over 500 eggs for about 8 kids. And they had a grand time. And the golden eggs had $5 bills in them, so that was a fun event for the kids. The kids really enjoyed it. Even though it was wet out and everything else, they were super troopers and had it anyways. So we had our ham, our mashed potatoes and corn and beans and all that stuff yesterday, and homemade sourdough rolls and stuff like that. It was good to visit the kids. And then today, I went ahead and did another ham today, did some mashed potatoes and did some green beans and a couple pies, and mother-in-law came over, and one of the kids came over with his girlfriend and his two kids. So I had a good little visit there, and I was at my sister's house just before that, so after that I'll probably run back over there. And next we'll go to back to TC8YDF, KCBOA.
Lynette, not too much else that going on for me. We'll be heading home for my daughter's house here as soon as Lynette's over with. I've been working on some 3D printing. I'm actually printing some birdhouses, so I've got one that's about halfway. I'll go home and start to continue on with printing. There's three of them that I want to get printed. I'm going to put out. They're kind of decorative ones. I'm not sure if the birds will actually use them. I have wooden birdhouses that are out here for the spring. Most of those are sparrows that use those birdhouses, but I'm going to try some of these other ones just to see if they are something that the birds will use and how well they hold up. So it's kind of a test for a couple of different things here, just see that. 73 everyone, have a good week. We're supposed to have rain off and on, snow, flurry, whatever, off and on. It could possibly have an inch tomorrow. So we'll wait for winter to, Mother Nature to get done throwing us curveballs here and hopefully get to the to some spring-like weather in the next few weeks here. So this is KC8YDF back to net.
So thank you there, Ron. You have a safe trip home. And we'll hear you on tomorrow night's net. Next we go to KD8TAZ Mini with KE8TCQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Minnie. KCBOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KE8TAZ, and hope everybody had a nice Easter and can talk to quite a few of you tomorrow night on the net. Other than that, I'm going to get up in here and rest my voice, and hopefully it'll be better by tomorrow night, where I won't feel as bad as I am right now. This is KDA-PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Thank you there, Minnie. Next we'll go to KE8TCQ with K8ITI on standby. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Nothing further to add. Everybody have a great week, and let's hope we don't get a lot of that rain, that it passes to the south of us. And everybody stay safe. 73, KE8PCQ. Back to net.
Thank you there, Dave. Next we'll go to K8ITI with N8KPI on standby. KCBOA.
Hey, thank you. Not much more. Just wishing everybody a good Easter, and we'll catch everybody tomorrow. Other than that, just been kind of hanging around the old Radio Shack here, just changing a few odds and ends. So we will say 73 to everybody, and you have a good Easter, and be safe on the way home. KCI, back in that control.
Thank you there, Jeff. You have a good night. Let's move to N8KPI with K8CB on standby. KCBOA.
Flood warning. With multiples.
This is N8KPR. Yeah, it's just the wife and me for dinner today. We had a turkey breast, and we cooked that. And, you know, with some of the other fixings, you know. The One daughter's in St. Louis, Missouri, and the other one's in Cleveland, Ohio. That's where my granddaughter's at also, and her husband. But her husband, he works for the church, and obviously they're busy this time of year. He does the music and stuff. It's a full-time job, you know, 5-6 days a week. And she helps him. You know, she's also sings with him, the homilies or whatever they got going on. But so she sings at every mass that they have. And, so it's a really busy time for them. A lot of times we just go down there because they are so busy. But this year was just kind of overwhelming with everything. We were down there the last 2 weeks in a row. So, you know, it's an 8-hour drive round trip. And the price of gas, yeah, a little pricey. But we take the white secret knock, so it's not too horrible. And, yeah, the HF bands, the prophet gaze have been horrible today. I've got a few bonus stations, but not very many. It was just, yesterday was fantastic. You could, almost every station you could hear, you could contact. You know, you heard a lot of them. Today was just a lot of noise on the bands. But with that said, everybody have a great week. And, well, I guess I'll be out here tomorrow night too, won't I? Tomorrow's Monday. Today's Sunday. Thanks for doing that. And I'll turn back to my control. It's an AKPR.
Thank you there, Bob. Next, we go to Clayton, K8CB, with N8NTN. Doug, on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Clayton. K8CB, Clayton, go ahead and pick it up. And we'll come back to Clayton later. N8NTN, Doug, go ahead and pick it up, KCBOA.
Well, we have reasonably nice afternoon. Over to daughter's. Son came over to daughter's. A couple of the kids were there. Nice, reasonable afternoon. Worked out well. We made a roast. Meatballs and things. And it was good. Worked out well. So that's a good day for today. And in India.
Well, thank you, Doug. Good to hear you had a good afternoon, good dinner, so forth. Go to K8CB. Clayton, are you there? Are there any other stations wishing to check in to the Sunday Bid Michigan Net? Please call now. KCBOA. Well, I had a little surprise this afternoon. Was not expecting fiber company to be installing fiber draft to my house today, and they got the house up to the drop up to the house and ready for a technician to terminate it on Tuesday. So hopefully all that comes together and that happens and everything goes well. Okay, are there any closing comments or rechecks for the net? Please call now. I'm not hearing any. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, KCAVOA. The net is now closed. The time is 7:24 p.m. And repeaters return back to normal amateur radio use. 73, everybody, KCAVOA.
KE8TCQ, KE8TCQ, KE8 Charlie Brown.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.